Today with us here, we have Alu Boka. She's going to talk about anonymity and privacy in public spaces and on the internet. And she's going to do that by a constructive proof. Alu Boka first appeared at the Spacheriade 2012 at Seabase. And she has won the last two Hacker Jeopardies at the Chaos Communication Congress. And so please welcome Alu Boka.
I didn't only manage to win the Hacker Jeopardy this year, it was also, I won the bingo. I had 5 in a row at Hacker Jeopardy. I'm really sorry about the delay now, but we're having some trouble. We can't use the trackpad. And I can't take off my gloves because I have the ticket here. So, that would be nice. Thank you. So my talk is going to be about anonymity and privacy in public space and on the internet. And of course, this is not really anonymity. This is, of course, a pseudonym. Alu Boka is an avatar. And first, I would like to start with a disclaimer. So this is, of course, a parody. Please don't throw any stones. And of course, I'm also aware that I'm not wearing a burqa, but a niqab. This kind of clothes is called niqab. And to explain the term alu burqa, this is a tinfoil burqa. So you might be familiar with the concept of tinfoil hats. This is a derogative term for people who are concerned about privacy, like I am, and information privacy. And our friendly Harold already talked about the Spacheriade, so the German digital natives have a debate between the people fighting for privacy and the right for information privacy, and those who are called the Spacken, they fight for post-privacy because they think that privacy is outdated and we would all have a better life if nobody had any privacy at all. So this is actually a parody on a tinfoil hat. And we decided to, well, I decided to wear a niqab and not a burqa because this is kind of an inversion of the sensor bar. By the way, anonymity loves company. And well, to cite Oscar Wilde, man is least himself when he talks in his own person. Give him a mask and he will tell you the truth. Don't know if that's true, but on the internet, nobody knows that I'm a dog. Oh, sorry. Well, this notion has changed a bit. Now people on the internet do know that you're a dog. And I think there's, well.
There seems to be company.
I don't know. Are you Alu Boka?
I seem to be Alu Boka. And I seem not to be a dog, and I hope that nothing indicates that I'm a different Alu Boka, though we have an apparent change in size between the two of us. But this goes to illustrate
maybe
a little
bit. Maybe that's the other dog, then. But we're not hunting. So.
And this goes to illustrate that anonymity loves company, that you need to be more than one to have privacy. So whenever you give yourself a mask, you'll cover a bit, and you'll cover something towards others, but as we just saw in the comic, there's always people trying to invade that privacy no matter what you do. And we would like to give an analogy to the internet. So some of you might have seen the talk by Jacob Applebaum and Roger Dingeldine about Tor, which is one concept of what we call a privacy-enhancing technology, because it strips away information about you and provides privacy to a certain degree. And there's, for different aspects of doing internet access and internet communication, you'll have different tools that strip away some of the information, some of the metadata. But this analogy,
in this case, strip away information about our identities, I guess.
I guess so. But of course, the question is, what is the analogy? So we'll have differences. We have anonymity and pseudonymity. And some tools provide pseudonymity, like Remailers in the 1990s. Anon Paynet Fee provided you with an address that was a pseudonym, but that pseudonym could always be attributed towards you in the event that the correlation register would be taken away, as it had been done due to the Church of Scientology. And so what we strive for is anonymity, but it's always a goal, and we're never going to be perfect. But at least in technical matters, we can do so. On the internet, we have tools where we strive to reach anonymity. But what about away from keyboard? What about in real life, as the others call it?
How can you participate in a social event, just as Chaos Communication Congress, anonymously?
And of course, there's people who have found an answer. Out there, you'll all know Anonymous, who go around in Guy Fawkes masks and are anonymous. But the problem is, it's still a relatively small group of people that have a common set of values that you can attribute to. So what do? You try to spread the meme, right? And all of a sudden, you see people in Parliament wearing masks, wearing Guy Fawkes masks, trying to be anonymous. But that's the people in power already. And the question is, furthermore, what is the basis for trying to strip away anonymity? What is the wish of the state to take away our anonymity? And there's different aspects, really. One that we should talk about, talking about burqas or niqabs, is laicism, is the way to try and separate the state and religion, the French secularity law. But in effect, it made it a criminal act to wear a burqa in public in France. And we have the same in Germany. There's a great German word. We have found no translation into the English language. This seems not to be a concept known to people in the English world. It's a ban on wearing face coverings. It's called Vermummungsverbot. You're not allowed to wear a burqa or a mask at a demonstration because the state says, we have a right to know who you are if you want to protest. And so what is the way of doing this? We try to do this as interventionist art and show that we're at a conference and you can be anonymous and you can win prizes and game shows. But anonymity comes with cost. It's unbelievably warm in here, for instance.
Yeah. Not very practical, this garment. Can't use my trackpad. I'm sweating like hell. I'm thirsty.
And at the moment, somebody tries to address you. They will come and say, Alu Burqa. But whom do they mean? Me? You? You?
I'm Alu Burqa.
I'm Alu Burqa. So we'll face a lot of practical problems that we don't know how to address if we strip away identifying information that really helps us in our everyday social interactions and transactions to make clear who you are.
Because also, this is an issue of losing control. Obviously, someone has entered my stage and is giving my talk. Same thing with anonymous. Anybody can be anonymous and claim to be the official spokesperson.
Wait, what? I am the official spokesperson.
For anonymous?
No, for Alu Burqa. Who are you?
Maybe I should find my passport.
As we see, anonymity loves company. So to bring back and hammer back the message, you'll need to be anonymous. To be anonymous, you need to have company. But it's hard to distinguish between those who are anonymous. And that's good
so
for a number of
things. So make your own Alu Burqas. And let's be hundreds of us next
yes,
year.
Yes, let's be hundreds and solve the problems. So what are the problems? How can we build trust amongst people who are anonymous on the internet and away from keyboard?
Are you finished?
Is this my talk?
Any questions? Well, everybody seems speechless, so.
Yeah, you caught me by surprise. You already did, but please thank the shared avatar, Alu Boka, again for the talk.